In Micha Perek Gimel, Micha now goes after the leaders of Klal Yisrael. In Perek Beis, he gave Musar to the entire nation for the terrible things they did to poor people. But now the leaders who are responsible to guide and to provide examples for the rest of the nation are now going to be held responsible for the terrible actions that the people committed. They're supposed to know the law. They're supposed to administer justice, says Radak. They're supposed to return to poor people whatever has been seized illegally or wrongly from them. But instead, they aid and abet and demonstrate to the people that whatever they do isn't going to be punished anyway. And possibly they're also getting a cut. I'm thinking about the headlines over the last couple of days about judges. And I know a judge now, so he likes to say that there's only so much that they can do if the laws and if the prosecutions aren't being pursued properly. But still, the idea that a judge would release somebody in Chicago with 72 arrests for violence and scary behavior, and then that person goes out and immediately tries to burn a woman alive. There have been a lot of stories about this lately of serial perpetrators and violent people and mentally disturbed and deranged individuals being let loose on the rest of us. Now, of course, the leaders that we could be blaming for this are the lawmakers, not the law interpreters, the judges who don't have a choice, but the lawmakers who made laws that are so soft as to be laughably useless. But it's interesting that right now there's a whole campaign to go after the judges for their leniency rather than for these same politicians to take a little responsibility themselves. And we're going to see in Eretz Yisrael, in Malchus Yisrael, this was typical as well. Anything to pass the buck and make sure you get reelected. Va'omar, and I said, and Rav Mendel Hirsch points out, and I said means he's speaking for himself now. He's not necessarily speaking in Nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he's addressing the rulers from his own experience and from his own great knowledge. Shimuna Roshe Yaakov. Pay attention now. Hearken. Listen, heads of Yaakov, heads of the Jewish people. Uketzine Beis Yisrael, and the officers of the house of Israel. In Yeshaya, in Shabbos Chazon, we sing Kitzine Sedom. So Kitzine isn't necessarily a positive phrase for somebody. It's the prominent people, but it's the prominent people who don't use their roles properly and fill their roles with responsibility. Halo lachem lo da'as es ha-mishpat. Is it not incumbent upon you to know the law? Is it not incumbent upon you to straighten out what is crooked? Beis sonei tov ohavei ra. Those who hate good and love evil. Radak says they hate to benefit the poor. And not only that, but they hurt the poor rather than benefiting them. Gozalei oram me'aleihem. They rob the skin from upon them. You're a head, you're an officer over Beis Yaakov, over Klal Yisrael. And you rob their money, their sustenance, which caused their skin, their bones, their bodies to be healthy. So it's like flaying their skin and eating the flesh off their bones. U'she'eram me'al atzmosam, the flesh from upon their bones. So Radak says, when you make somebody impoverished so that he can't keep body and soul together, it's as if you literally ripped his flesh off of his bones. And that's what you're doing. You're a vulture. You're over there on the carcass. Malbim says that the people complained, HaKotzer Ruach Hashem, back in Perek Beis, Pasuk Zayin, that the punishments the Navi was foretelling were too severe. So he says, so now Micha is telling the leaders, judge yourselves. Take a look at what you're doing. Gimel v'asher achlu she'er ami. And those who ate the flesh of my people, va'orama me'alehem hifshitu, and they flayed the skin from upon them. The flesh of the righteous, says Ibn Ezra, of tzaddikim. So you're vampires, you're cannibals. which is not such a far-fetched metaphor for people who cannibalize their own people. When do the Jewish people have a lot of problems from outside influences and outside enemies? When we are not, when we turn upon ourselves first. Vezatzmosehem pitzehu, and their bones, they opened up and broke them. So they opened up their bones like ufarsu kasher basir, like in a pot. Ufarsu is the breaking, like pras, when you talk about breaking off a piece of bread for somebody, v'yifarsu. Rashi says persav asion in Echa. Persav asion, sion broke. Uchavas are besok kal lochas, and like meat in a crock pot, like meat in a cauldron. So rich people, in a manner of speaking, are breaking open the bones and sucking out the marrow of the people, of the ordinary people. A seer, Malbim says, is a small pot, and a kalachas is a large pot. So you break the bones to fit it into a small pot, and then when you put it in a large pot, you don't have to break the bones. You could just boil them up until the marrow comes out. Oz Yizaku El Hashem. Then they're going to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we reach that point where Hashem says he's going to gather Yaakov again together, and there's going to be joy, but just prior to that, these guys, the leaders, are going to call out, V'lo Yatna Osam. Hashem's not going to answer them. And the enemy's attacking them. Hashem doesn't have an answer for you. What did you do to bring this upon yourself? Yaster Panov Mehem. And he will hide his countenance, his face from them at that time. He'll remove Ashkacha Pratis from them, abandon them to their circumstances. Why? Kasher Hereyu Ma'alalehem. Because just as they wrought evil with their terrible deeds and works against the poor, so the enemy, Mida Keneged Mida, is going to wreak upon them. So we always wonder, you know, where does an October 7th come from? But sometimes we decline to look back a little bit and say, what is our part of the responsibility? You know, surely we can't blame ourselves entirely for the Holocaust and the extent to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes. But at the same time, are there things we could be doing better? And especially our leaders, especially our people in charge, where is our responsibility in all this? I heard on the radio this morning, hand up, stand up. You stand up to own your responsibility for a bad situation. It was in the context of Saquon Barkley, the football player who got 36 yards after a 2,000-yard season last year. And he put his hand up at the press conference. He got hand up and stand up for what he considered was his responsibility of not doing something right. Now, ultimately, for Saquon Barkley to have a great year, to have a great game, he needs his offensive line to do the job. But nevertheless, when he got up in the press conference, apparently he put a hand up for a hand up, stand up. Well, we need to do that with much more serious consequences than just one loss. Heaven help them, to the Dallas Cowgirls.